Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. On yesterday's program, we began a conversation with Kentucky's ag nurse, Dr. Debbie Reed, who has made it her mission to help farmers recognize and find ways to deal with stress. We continue our conversation today with Dr. Reed, who says the first thing is being willing to talk about stress.
We're really trying, first of all, to legitimize these conversations. So we're here today at the Farm Commodity Conference, and one of the things that we want to do is just to talk about stress some, so that when people left that door today, they felt like it was okay. I gave them permission to talk about it. So that's the first resource you have, is each other.
Dr. Reed says don't forget you have resources.
We all have internal resources that we don't sometimes build on as much as we should. But what I'm telling you, have a trusted confidant to talk to. And I'm hearing from a lot of extension agents now that the farmers are coming to talk to them. Cattlemen, the Cattlemen's Associations, they'll go and they'll talk to the president of the Cattlemen's Association. And it's good to have somebody as a listening ear.
She adds, listen to others who may need help.
The old saying is, God gave us two ears and one mouth for a reason. So we need to listen twice as much to our friends and our families and our neighbors right now. And when you hear things like, gee, I just don't feel like getting up in the morning, then tell me more about that. And so those are the internal resources. We need community resources, working with communities to appreciate farmers. Farmers are the most underappreciated group of people we have in the United States.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Kentucky's ag nurse, Dr. Debbie Reed, says there are some signs to watch for.
When farmers begin to experience too much stress, and they begin to be anxious, they'll start making poor decisions. They'll start having more farm, what we call accidents, because when you're stressed, you don't think as clearly and things happen to you or to your loved ones or to your workers on the farm. So when we get to the point of people are saying, I'm just hopeless, I'm distraught, I don't want, you know, that's a real marker for us.
She adds there's an effort to develop a network of resources around the state.
What we're trying to develop are resources that are maybe a little bit quieter, I'd say, for the farmers to go to. And we're equipping all of our extension agents with mental health first aid training that's available through the Extension Service now. And it's a really good resource.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.